Just think. I turned and looked at Dottie, hugged the clipboard to my chest, and twisted, glancing around Pioneer Village. 75 years ago, this festival started, and we still get to see how Daniel Boone lived. I let out a long sigh. The sheer thought of how long this festival had been going on, paying tribute to the man who walked these very mountains we called home, brought me such delight and pride. Can you imagine living in one of those cabins or stone houses? I asked, and pointed at the one beside the wooden sign that read, Blacksmith. Dottie, seemingly unimpressed, took a long drag off her cigarette. The end burned bright red with the long inhalation and dimmed as she pulled the cigarette from her lips and blew a steady stream of smoke with one eye closed. Her other eye was fixed on someone talking much louder than necessary.
I wouldn't have wanted to live here. No way, no how,
Dottie drawled, flicking her ashes into the wind.
Shoot, if I'd been born back then, I'd have lasted about as long as a snowball in a skillet,
she harumphed.
It would have been too much work to even make a cup of coffee, much less figure out how to curl my hair.
I bet you wouldn't last back then, I chuckled, eyeing Dottie's black long-sleeved shirt. I'm sure they didn't have a bedazzler back then, for sure. She'd gone all out with orange, yellow, and green rhinestones, trying to make them look like autumn leaves drifting down from a tree.
You want one, don't you?
Her southern drawl was as thick as sweet tea.
I see you eyeballing my shirt.
She winked and used her cigarette-holding finger to flick something off one of the bedazzled leaves before pointing at the shirt.
I've got a few made up just for this here festival, and one with your name on it.
Dottie nodded slowly, her tight red curls bouncing slightly. I could tell she'd slept in those hot pink sponge curlers, and they'd start to droop as the day wore on.
What do you say?
She asked, her words running together. Put me down for one in a small, I told her, but my voice trailed off as the loud voices we'd heard earlier grew even louder. Suddenly, the cabin door swung open with a bang. Out stormed Lila Parker, clutching the powder horn she'd been crafting painstakingly. Her usual neat blonde hair was falling out of its pins, and her eyes blazed with a mix of anger and frustration. The delicate powder horn, which was supposed to be a perfect replica of Daniel Boone's, and which the National Park Board had commissioned her to make, trembled in her grip as she turned back toward the cabin, her voice shaking but loud enough to carry across the entire Pioneer Village.
I don't care if you're the world's leading expert, Dr. Hamilton, Lila shouted, her voice echoing off the log walls. You can't rush perfection. If you don't like how I work, then find someone else to finish this horn. But don't you dare question my craftsmanship.